Case, please.
Our final case this evening is 12,162. Billy D. Moore is seeking a variance from the maximum fence height requirement for an existing structure under Section 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Sharptown Road, Route 24, approximately 148 feet west of Old Hickory Road. The 911 address is 6883 Sharptown Road, Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 432, Map 11, Parcel 40.05. We received zero letters in support or opposition and no mail returns. And specifically, the applicant is seeking a 2.5-foot fence height variance from the 3.5-foot height limit in a front yard.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Billy Moore, 683 Sharptown Road, Laurel, Delaware, 19563.
Billy Moore, 683 Sharptown Road, Laurel, Delaware, 19563. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Hi.
Good evening, sir.
Sorry to keep going so late. I thought I was in the right by putting this fence up. I thought it was 40 foot from the center line of the road. Come to find out, it's 40 foot from the property marker back. So I went 48 foot from the center of the road, thinking I was 8 foot in the good. Needless to say, was not. Just trying to keep the fence up. The fence was put up, like I say, already. So just trying to keep it up.
Did you get a building permit?
The fence company was supposed to do so. They kind of come out and they knew what kind of situation I had. You know, I asked them if they could come out because I had bushes up that were like 12 foot high. They were kind of growed over. Had some issues, so I had to take the bushes out to try to not have any more issues. Needless to say, put the fence up and put in for a variance, and then I had holes shot all through the fence from the lawnmower, shot through. So that's not been fixed as of yet, but like I say, I'm just trying to keep my peace and keep privacy and things of such.
So who was the fence company?
Nanticoke Fence Company.
You have an address?
It's on Route 13, Seaford, right on the main highway.
Can you pull up their parcel there?
What is it?
It's 23464 Sussex Highway in Seaford, Delaware.
Okay. And so they got the permit for you?
Yeah, they were supposed to have, but then when they were coming the day that somebody from the county came over and stopped them, so the fence got stopped. I've only got half of my fence up, but I did get where the bushes were. I've got chain link, but I was going on the inside of the chain link to continue back.
So they're aware of their that they were.
Yes, yeah, they're aware, and I told them, you know, and but the thing was, I told them when they came out that I had already got everything laid out because, like I say, I thought that it was 40 foot from center line of the road, so I put a mark on the ground and tell them, you know, start from here and go on back. That, you know, I had 8 foot left over for the variance or whatever. Excuse me for the.
Did you get the permit?
No,
they did.
They were supposed to, but then when they came out that day, they had started on it, and he says he only goes once a week to get the permits for everywhere, and he kind of got me in because he knew the situation that I had. So he got his men out there working while he was on his way to Georgetown to get the permit with, I guess, several other permits. So needless to say, he wasn't even able to get a permit, and then we stopped on the fence altogether till this was done.
Okay.
Do you have a copy of the criteria with the five criteria?
Standards.
The standards.
Mm-hmm.
Can you address? You'll need to address those.
So the property is. You just want me to go through?
That's fine. Yeah.
Uniqueness of property. My property is located directly in a very close proximity to property where I witnessed, among other things, childhood domestic disputes, animal cruelty, neglect, and overburdened neglect and trash. For security and peace of mind, I want to provide as much of a physical barrier as possible. Number two, cannot otherwise be developed. A fence-type variance is necessary to enable responsible use of my property, my family, and I enjoy spending time in our yard regardless of the time of year due to our unique circumstances. We have limited our time outdoors due to the activities that take place in our neighboring property. The fence will provide privacy and protect my property, including outbuildings and vehicles. My attorney now created by the applicant. Please see responses to criteria 1 and 2. Number four, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The fence height variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It does not result in physical or visual obstruction to entering or exiting my or neighboring properties, nor does it result in visual obstruction of motorists due to a nearby intersection. The fence will be constructed of white vinyl, which will require minimal maintenance and upkeep. Number five, minimal variance. The county requires that fences must be no more than 3.5 feet tall when installed within 40 feet of the front yard property line. I respectfully request a variance to install a property fence that is 6 feet tall, beginning at approximately 20 feet back from my front yard property line.
Okay.
So it's actually, it was allowed to be 3.5 foot. So what you want a little higher than.
So what you're looking for is a 2.5 foot variance in height and a 15 foot variance, 25 foot variance. So that you want it to be 15 feet from your front property line?
No, it's 20. It's 20 foot from the property line.
So you want a 20 foot variance?
Yeah. Back.
Right.
And a height variance of 2.5 feet.
It's just a fence height variance, but it's only for the 20 foot strip because the rest can be that. So there's not a second variance to it.
Oh.
It's just a fence height variance for that stretch.
And I actually kept it back 8 foot, so I thought I was in the clear because there's actually a, if you see the stop sign across the street, the cars come around, and the bushes were there, you could never notice the headlights, but at night, they kind of shine through.
Because the application says a 25-foot variance from the 3.5-foot height.
I think it says 2.5. I think it was just a
2.5.
Poor handwriting.
Oh, okay.
Well,
there you go.
There.
Thank you.
Sorry.
There we got her. Okay. Are there any further questions?
I don't have any questions.
You submitted some nice pictures. Do you want to talk about them?
Sure.
Just briefly?
Yeah.
The first picture, which is prior to installing the fence, the bushes. Well, there's a hole in the bushes because a car went through or.
Someone fell asleep and shot through the whole yard.
Oh,
God. Out of time.
They were the same as the others before that happened.
And they were more obstructive for view than what your fence requests.
Yeah, I had an auto accident. I was kind of out of commission for 10 months, so I couldn't really do much anything. And it really got
out
of hand.
It's
good presentation.
Next one is after the fence installed, where you can see actually
quite a bit. Yeah, a lot better.
Good with the first picture.
Hey.
The next one is looking from our backyard out to where the bushes are before installing the fence.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is
at the stop sign.
Stop sign that you're talking about. You can see, have full view of Route 24.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is just I had
damage to our vehicle.
When we first got it.
Hit
with a wiffle ball bag with stones.
We're not complaining about that.
We're just here for the fence. We just want a fence up and privacy. And
the bushes actually were hollowed out from the kids. They would hide in them.
Hang out, I don't know.
View from the vehicle leaving the driveway, which you can see the fence is up and no obstruction or anything.
Looks like you're going the wrong way to leave the driveway. But
right.
Well, what, backing out?
Oh, I got you. Okay, backing out.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Fair enough.
There's before the fence, with all the bushes, you can see how high they were and how much they were just huge.
Yeah, I wish they would have never left, but like I say, with the issues we were having, just trying to stop it before it, you know, got any worse.
The last picture is just what it looked like backing out.
Yeah, the jungle before the...
So you actually improved the view down the street by removing the bushes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Any questions?
No questions.
Sure.
No question.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 in favor, okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's 1, 2, 3. Those that wish to speak that are in opposition, please come forward and be sworn in. Those that wish to speak that are in opposition, please come forward to be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Jim.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And just repeat your name when you go up to the microphone.
My name is Joseph Patchett, third, 5083 Woodland Church Road, Seaford. I'm in opposition to the fence because it's diminishes my view down the road to see across the field and my neighbors. And not only that, it extends out too far to see the traffic coming along with the bush and the tree that's there.
Your address is Seaford?
Yes, ma'am. I own the property. My son lives at the property.
Okay. I'm just confused. Okay.
Because what we're seeing by the pictures is that bushes that were once there obstructed the view significantly more than the fence that has been put up.
Yes, and I've disliked that for years, but I didn't want to be a bad neighbor, so I didn't complain about it. His bushes were growing over as far as 8, 10, 12 feet on my property. I had trouble cutting the grass, the trees in the back.
Well,
the
you were allowed to trim those, but that's beside the point. My point is that it's now less restrictive, and you're saying it blocks your view.
Well, it does. The fence blocks my view now. The bushes blocked my view before, now the fence blocks my view.
Okay.
But it blocks less view by removing the bushes from the street to where the fence starts.
But you put a fence up.
So you own the property next door?
I own the property next door, yes, sir.
And between, in other words, the fence is adjacent to your property.
Yes, sir. It's on his and my property line.
And it's your son that lives on that property.
My son lives there.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I interrupted. Okay. I was just trying to clarify.
Go ahead.
I'm in opposition to the fence. That's all. I mean, I it's blocking my view.
Okay.
Yes, the bushes blocked my view before, yes.
Right.
But then they took the bushes back, took the bushes out, and I had my view back.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, here comes this fence.
The bushes, I do believe, were on his property?
The bush, well, they were planted on his property, but over years, they had grown up, overgrown, and I had 8, 10, 12 feet of their bushes on my property.
Okay.
And their trees in the back, I had as much as 10, 12 feet of tree branches down to the ground where I couldn't cut up close to the property line of his fence.
Right. Okay.
So, all right.
My name is Matthew Patchett. I'm not against this fence. I'm tickled to death to put up this fence because I got a significant amount of my property back of my yard that I now get to use once again. What I am against is him getting the 2.5-foot variance. he needs to be 40 foot back from the road. I myself like to sit out front and look across the farmer's field. I like to watch him plant stuff and all that good stuff. I cannot do that. Another point that I would like to make is that we are under oath. We are to tell the truth. This man put the fence up on his own in the beginning and then called a fence company.
Ben?
I wish then I knew how this was going to go. I would have took a picture of him the day I came home from work.
Here's a picture.
So if you present that, we're going to have to keep that to after the hearing now.
And watch
so
your phone.
There's pictures on here.
Right.
But I'm just saying.
You give up your phone. You can't.
Well, give up your phone if you want us to see it. You want me to see those?
Yeah, no, no. You don't get it back. Then, right? You won't.
No. You won't get your phone back until it could be a month or two before you get it back.
No.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'll be honest with you now.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, I did. I came home on a weekend because I work on the weekends as well, and I watched this man putting up sections of fence that weekend. He then called a fence company, and they came.
Let me stop you right there. Do you have any supporting documentation to that?
That's the thing. If I had known how this was going to turn out now, I would have took pictures of him that day. And if I'd have known what he was going to come here and say, I would have asked the man that owns the fence company or that works for the fence company to come here because he even told us that statement, but I didn't know that.
I
wasn't completely prepared for this.
I have no problem with the fence being 42 inches high back to the front of his house where 40 foot is. 40 foot is the front of his house.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go out on my step or my yard, and I can look diagonally across the yard, his yard, and I can look down the road and I can see the field. I can see a neighbor down there that I visit frequently. I'll put it like it's periodical, and I can't do that now.
Right.
Now I've got to wait till I get out to the end of the driveway.
Okay.
You can look down there and see if he's home or he's out.
Okay.
And I do stop by there periodically. He's a good friend.
Okay.
Raymond Kinnigan.
And as far as his fence getting torn up, it was.
We don't not here to discuss that, sir.
All right.
You got nothing to do with that.
Got nothing to do with that. Okay.
But that's all. That's all I've got.
All right, sir.
You're just complaining about the fence being higher. You don't want it that high.
I don't want it that high in the front.
No.
I want him to have to stick to the code and go 40 foot back.
From the front of the house, he can go all the way to the stop if he wants, 42 inches. But as far as that, from the front of the house back, he can go however high he wants.
I don't want to look over in his backyard, and I don't want him to look over in mine. That's fine. Most of the stuff he does is in his backyard, but I do a lot of stuff out front with my kids, and we like to build up down the road.
But
my son rides his bike up and down the road.
But with the fence being 42 inches from the front of his house to the property stop, does not diminish his quality of life, because he ain't partying in the driveway.
Definitely.
Okay.
That's all I've got to say.
All right. We appreciate that. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, there's no other questions.
Can we zoom in on that a little bit? Are those bushes still in the front center of the lot?
There is a...
Sir, if you'd like to come back up front, that way you could answer that question. That, no, that's fine.
We've got Leland Cypress with, like I say, we've got a 4-foot chain link that goes all the way around the back.
Okay.
And like I say, all the trees have all been trimmed up all the way down the property. They never said anything about it until after the fact.
Let me rephrase my question. The trees I see there in the front yard, would they be more restrictive of neighbor's view than this fence?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Which property is this?
Thank you. Okay. Chair hearing. Okay, sir.
What's that?
Yeah. your house sits back at least 40 feet from your property line, correct?
Yeah.
About that,
yeah. And his sits back
even further.
Significantly more.
Right, correct.
So, okay, and he's talking about a view which federal government doesn't entitle, says that we're not to consider anyone's view because no one's entitled. But if he's complaining about not being able to see from his front property or the front of his house, then
the farmer's field is all this whole area, this is all farm here.
Right. like I say.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what would you say is, let me ask you this. Do you know how wide your home is? How deep? 28, 30 standard home is?
It's standard.
Standard ranch?
Standard ranch, yeah.
So probably not more than 30 feet.
No, it's not. I think it might be 28.
It would appear that if yours is at 40 on the front, then his might be 70 or more sitting back. Okay.
I mean, okay. It's our, but.
Yeah, and, you know, like I say, thankfully the fence was as high as it was because the stones.
It's fine.
Yeah, it would have destroyed my vehicle's house, everything.
All right, sir. Thanks. Now, you got one more question, sir. Do you have a question? You got to come up front here to the front of the mic.
The setback on the house is 88 feet. I built a house in 1979. I moved into it February the 1st, 1979. I've been there. I've owned the house 39 years.
Okay.
So,
Thank you, sir.
He said he built it and lived there, but apparently his son lives there now.
Yeah. Okay. Already, hearing no other opposition, any other questions, chair will entertain a motion.
Are you going to ask the people that are for it this
I did.
Oh.
Yep, or did they need your opposition?
Yeah, but you didn't ask them if they wanted to speak.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
the
people.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I did. And then I asked them the opposition if they wanted to, who was here and if they wanted to speak. Okay.
All right.
Because you corrected me last time when that happened.
I didn't hear you.
Okay.
I don't think you asked them, but maybe they don't want to.
Okay, this is the last one. Okay.
In 1979, when I built a house, there were no houses there at all. I was the very first one to buy a lot and build a house there. That's why my house is sitting back 88 feet. Everybody else come along. I couldn't get a farming home or a FHA loan. So with a farming home or FHA loan, you were not allowed to put your setback 40 feet. Well, I had to go conventional. So when I went conventional, they went 88 feet with me.
Okay. All right, those that were here that are in favor of this application, would you like to speak? If so, please come forward. Again, those that would like to.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
No, 6873.
Thank you. You can just wait around here.
Hi, Brenda Wingate. That's 6873 Sharp Tower in Baltimore.
Okay, thank you.
So we have been is 3355 Hickory Road.
Okay. And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
First of all, I like to say that his son.
Mr. Chairman.
We just need to hear about the fence.
Just hear about your favorite fence. That's
hear
it.
About
no, baby.
Who did what?
Who shot John, how he did, and whatever. But just
he did start building. The fence company did.
Okay.
That's the truth.
Okay.
Where do you live in proximity to his?
Next door.
We live right
on the opposite side?
On the opposite side.
Okay.
And I just want to say that, you know, I'm glad the fence is up. It's attractive. It was put professionally installed.
Okay.
And with the bushes down, and with the tree, the fence, you can see.
It improves your vision for driving?
It improves the vision.
Very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's an attractive fence, so it's nice. It's unfortunate that they.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Sir.
Roof Fitbit, I've known them for a couple of years now. Our friends are kids, our kids are friends. I actually live on the Old Hickory, if you can make it go up, like right, I live a little bit farther down here, so I can actually see all the way down to the stop sign everywhere, but, actually find it right there, I don't know how long this is, it's probably right up here, okay. Yeah, so the way the road's angled, I can see, like I said, all the way to the stop sign and everything, but, I actually agree with the fencing because with, our kids being friends, I'm over there a lot. The bush is used to really, it's hard to see. 24 is a very, very busy road. It's With those bushes, them bushes being gone actually with the fence, it does look better. It does create the privacy. And I can see a lot better with the fencing being up there. When I'm backing out, a lot of times it's at dark, it's nighttime, and it's a lot better. It's a lot better of improvement. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Opposition and those in favor. So now, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that certainly there's a unique situation in that they had a buffer of a live fence, if you will, or hedge, or whatever you'd like to call it. That afforded them privacy that they no longer were able to enjoy because the vehicle, as you, the testimony had said, had come through and knocked a portion of that down. Although we can consider the visual as far as safety is concerned, and that's one of the reasons I think that the ordinance states that the height of the fence should not be higher than 42 inches, I believe.
Yeah, pretty good.
You know, the federal government, as I stated earlier, has determined that no one's entitled to a view. And therefore, that's not something that we can consider. I think there's uniqueness there. I think that I think it's a minimum to afford relief for their privacy that they once had. I don't think that it was created by the applicant in that, you know, they hired a fence company to do this for them. And I don't hear the testimony that it would be detrimental to public welfare or, in fact, to the contrary. And I think it's a minimum afford relief. So I make a motion. We approve case number 12,162.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12,162. All those in favor of the motion, Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mayor?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Burton? Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,162 is approved. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is everything for this evening. If there's nothing else, we'll be open for adjournment.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Meeting. meetings adjourned, subject to call. Everybody have a safe and 9th.
Holy cow, I forgot all this.